The Book of Laughing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you The Book of Love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you
a little bit of feedback in my headphones, but welcome to Carpool Lanes. This is Siona, and I also have a special guest here.
Hello, it's Sydney. Thanks for having me on your show.
Wait, sorry. Say it again. Sorry.
I said hello.
Yay, there you are.
My name is Sydney. Thank you to Siona for having me on your show. Thrilled to be on Carpool Lanes.
Thanks. Sydney and I last semester kept being like, oh my god, Sydney, I'll have you on my show. But then I kept canceling my show.
Which was not your fault.
It wasn't. I was concussed.
Yeah,
but
just be like that sometimes.
It was just sad, though. Anyways, that was just... Oh, anyways, this is Siona and Sydney, and you're listening to Carpool Lanes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Do you remember doing that part?
Yeah.
Sydney used to have a show.
Yeah, back in my day.
Yeah.
Where I was jaded and cynical.
And now you're not.
No, before. Well, now I am. Before I wasn't.
Oh, so yeah. This having a show is for people who aren't jaded or cynical.
Yes. Enjoy.
Okay. So I'm glad I'm still happy and optimistic. Anyways, so we're doing a fun game because the person that usually does the show before me was doing this game last week where it's like you play a song and then the next person has to play a song that the song reminded them of. So anyways, Mai chose first and I chose The Book of Love by The Magnetic Fields. And what did you choose?
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry, guys. That was really unprofessional.
It's okay.
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Okay. Sydney, what song did you choose?
I'm choosing Redwood's parentheses, Anxious Gods, end parentheses by Haley Hendrix.
Awesome. Okay. Let's listen to it. Thank you.
little bugs wanna talk.
So, hi guys, this is Siona again. That was just my pick. And it was, sorry guys. Okay, that was just my pick, and it was Come All You Sailors by the Wailin' Jennies. I was inspired by the guitar twang in the Haley Hendrix song, and right now Sid is looking through their playlist and deciding.
Okay, I've come upon an answer, and the answer is Hopefullessness by Courtney Barnett.
Okay, why do you want to?
Okay, I can't really explain, but it's been a song that's been on heavy rotation lately. Cool. And maybe the listeners can tell me if they think they're related.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I guess that's for us to not know and for you to also not know, and we both can all can find out together.
Or not.
If anyone's listening, but okay, let's listen. Why? Choice, which was Something Like This Will Suffice. That is by, it's a new song of like the last year, clicking the new button, and that's by my very best friend, who, it was just their birthday 4 days ago. Everyone say happy birthday, Isabel. Isabel's girlfriend Max, but their Spotify name is Maxine. Yeah, so.
Happy birthday, Isabel.
Oh, thank you, Sydney. Welcome. Okay. Sid was like, turn on the mic. And I was like, what? Anyways, yeah, happy birthday, Isabel. They're 20 now. Max and I are best friends, and everyone should listen to her songs. Maxine on Spotify, Something Like This Will Suffice. All of her songs are awesome. And, yeah, so I picked that song because I felt like hopefulness, like the clarinet vibes of it was like, it was really just like chill, and it made me feel like I was on a wave. And it also didn't really have a chorus. So I was like, I want another song that kind of makes me feel like I'm floating and also doesn't have a chorus. So I went with this one. And now you have a song.
Okay, I'm feeling like you are having way better reasons for why you're picking the songs.
I kind of made that up.
You're making it up?
But I'm thinking about it like retroactively.
Okay, that's okay.
Because I listened to both of the songs and then yeah. I'm explaining it.
Okay, yeah. I think mine was really... I like the way you described it,
though. I'm writing the thesis before, after I write the essay, and you're writing the thesis before you write the essay.
So true. Yeah, I think this is also feeling floaty and like... Yeah, this is new EP by Daisy the Great, one of my favorite bands. Just learned that Siona also likes this band. No big deal or anything. Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's called Fireman! Exclamation point.
That's important.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Yay!
Yay! Click. Wait. Did I cue it? Yes.
Half an hour to the subway station. I have a revelation. My feet are stuck in my shoes, and someone glued my shoes to the sidewalk. I have no enemies, don't know who would do this to me. I'm like an angel in plaster. Come on, let me fly up close to the sun. Oh, the fireman doesn't wanna help me. It's not his job, it's his day off. Hey, everyone, won't you crowd around me? I'll put on a show.
Wait, you should just tell them about your thesis, because that's what we've been talking.
No, no, no. That'd be
okay.
Rash. Oh, anyway. I am curious if people...
Oh,
okay.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying that I didn't have a song, so Sydney's going to entertain you while I find one.
That's a big ask, but I can ask our listeners if they have any... I'm very puzzled by this song, because one of the lyrics is... I'm still locked in a nobody container, and I just can't figure it out. So, if anyone has an idea of what that means, please let me know.
You can put it in the chat.
Drop
actually,
me a line.
There's a chat.
Oh, no.
The WMFO DJ chat room. We're logged in. I pulled the screen up. What was that line again? Because maybe I'll...
Oh, gosh. I don't remember the full thing. But
oh, sorry.
Part of it is still locked in a nobody container.
Mm. Locked in a nobody container. Okay, you know what that makes me want to play?
What does that mean?
That makes me want to play the song One Liner by Mono Moon. I don't know why.
It's okay. You don't need to know why. Wait, should I tell a riddle as well?
Oh, no, we yes. No, later. Tell the riddle. Okay, tell the riddle.
The riddle is, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. Each wife had seven cats. Each wife had seven sacks. Each sack had seven cats. Each cat had seven kits. Kits, cats, sacks, wives. How many were going to St. Ives? It's okay, you can think about it.
Is it just math?
No. Well, now I'm giving it away.
Wait.
We should let the listeners think about it.
Wait, I'm going to mute myself.
Is it, and then it's math, but minus the sacks? Oh, my. Oh.
My guess was it's math minus the sacks, and I was told no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll listen to the song, and then, we can learn the answer after.
That sounds great.
Okay, enjoy One Liner by Mono Moon.
If I got you just what you wanted, would that make me feel less haunted? I heard that wanting is wrong, but I'm sure I'd like to be wanted. When you say the gilded one line, and I like both my shiners, you got it right where you want it. It's just my fix, I keep calling. Cause I keep calling.
return back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart safekeeping. For my soul's heaving. To the cold of winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go, no, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars and for little kids, I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. And I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
One more beat at the end.
Just imagine what it was like.
Okay.
There you go.
So that song was just
Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis, which I learned earlier this fall. Yeah, Siona and I, for a little behind the scenes, we're just discussing tattoos, and that Siona got a tattoo about having to do with changing seasons, and this fall I spent a lot of time in one place watching all the leaves lose their branches. Nope. Other way around.
Sure, hopefully. I hate when the leaves lose their branches.
So annoying. And I was feeling really emo about watching them do that, so I was trying to consume media that came to terms with that, so...
And yeah. Then I recommended a song, which I've played on here millions of times.
Millions? Thousands, even.
Oh, I miss you.
Miss you, too.
Okay, we have a PSA. Yeah, should we? Oh, this is a fun one. Because we do you want to go like back and forth,
like on every paragraph,
like every word. On this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read the sentence and we'll go back and forth here.
Okay,
and then
excellent.
You can read the sentence. And
we can.
Okay. If you enjoy eating fresh food, I do. There's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden.
Lettuce.
Kale.
Carrots.
Peas.
Squash.
Beans.
Beets.
And many
herbs.
Are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant tops and bottoms in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them, which would be awesome, but I don't like radishes.
Oh, skill issue. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household.
To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from
WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Community Radio. Next up, because I thought the last song was bubble grunge-esque, I'm going to play Plum by Widow's Peak, another one of my faves.
Thank you. Hard to speak, my heart is in my stomach. Say no more, I'm all but bleeding from it. All aboard, I've only started running.
I've only started running by Harbor off of a great album called, I forget what it's called. Called To Chase My Dreams or Just Lie Down.
Oh, that's a good album.
Wait, look at the cover, too.
Which one?
The pink one.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's a good album, too. Like, every single song on it is actually fantastic. I love Harbor so much. When I saw them, they did 4 encores, and I felt like I was floating because of, like, the lights.
Wait, how do you feel about encores? Be honest.
Okay, the regular encore, I'm just like, okay, well, like, obviously you're doing an encore because you haven't played your most popular song. But I've been in a few situations, like the Harbor concert, and when I saw Hippocampus this summer, with surprise encores where the energy of the crowd was just so good that they were like, okay, I need to play another song. And then they go and they play songs that they never play live. Like Harbor played Judy, You Hung the Moon, which they never play live. And Hippocampus played Violet, which they like never play live.
Oh, that's cool.
So I love a surprise. Like I like when an encore happens because of like how they used to happen. Like,
back in the day?
That before it was normal to have an encore at every single concert. Like, I like an encore post the regular encore because the crowd's energy is just so good. Where they're like, we're not supposed to do this, but we are.
Yes. Wait, I love that.
Where, like, you can see them, like,
yeah,
deliberating off the side of the stage.
Yeah, because I think that's why I feel weird about encores is because I'm like, they're so predictable.
Right.
And it's like, everyone's... Okay, Hayley Hendrix was like, at the concert I went to, was like... I feel like we're all giggling behind a sheet, and so I'm not going to do an encore. And also Indigo D'Souza has done this at a concert I went to, and I really respect that.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, we're all just, like,
so
pretending
that's why,
here.
That's why it was, like, they played for Hippocampus, they played Buttercup, which is, like, their famous song.
Okay.
And they went off, and we were all like, ah! And it had been raining the whole concert, and the rain stopped because it was an outdoor concert. And we were like, ah! And... the music festival technically ended at midnight, and it was like 12:01, and like the lights came on, like people were ushering us out, and they ran back on stage and the lights came down, and they were like, guys, we're not supposed to do this, but we are, like, you guys were just so great. And they played Violet, and it was
that's
so good.
Awesome.
Anyways, answer to the riddle, I'm on the edge of my seat.
You really mean it?
Yeah, I want to know what
okay.
the answer is.
Well, I have received zero responses.
I had
from
a response.
All of my fans. Oh, yeah. Oh, you said it. But the answer is one. Because it's, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. And so you are the only one. And you are just encountering all these people that are going the opposite direction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know. Okay. Well, this has been Siona.
And Sydney.
On WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have one last song for you, which is...
Which is...
I can pick it. If you... All Falls Down? Okay. Which is All Falls Down by Lizzie McAlpine. Right? That's the one
yeah.
you're talking about? Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. I saw her this summer.
No way.
You,
did you say hi?
You were in the woods. So, I was going to ask if you did, but obviously
no, I didn't.
Okay, All Falls Down. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yay!
Have a good night. Have a great night. And we'll see you next time.
Have a great night, maybe even a good night.
Right here on Carpool Lanes.
Tell me how to be more like you today, more than a shell of me. Couldn't say who I am right now. Tell me how to keep the time from sticking around. Cry after you go home, doing fine, like I always am. Am I that good of a liar that I believe myself again? And it all falls down on you at the same time. Yeah, it all falls down on. Was a panic attack. I can't stop the time from moving.